Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Brent Breed. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch is hit by the pitch. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Breed hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoblauch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knoblauch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coomer takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lawton takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to third. Coomer moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Coomer scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott hits a line drive towards third. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knoblauch is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knoblauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Breed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Breed is 0-for-1 in the game. Breed hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak juggles the ball. That's an error on Starhoviak. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valdez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valdez moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham bunts towards first. Starhoviak fields the ball and throws to Tewksbury covering. Safe. Valdez moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Guillen moves to third. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Breed. Bell reaches second base with a double. Greg Norton pinch hits for Robin Ventura. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing third base. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Breed is 0-for-2 in the game. Breed hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a line drive towards first. Valdez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nelson Cruz now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhowiak strikes out. There goes Cordova. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Cordova moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Breed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Breed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Breed reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Robert McArdo pinch hits for Jorge Fabregas. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez pinch hits for Mario Valdez. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch misplays the ball. That's an error on Knobloch. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swindell fires to first and has Guillen trapped. There's the throw to Hocking, who tags Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Robert McArdo now catching. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0 for 3 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field. Breed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Starhowiak moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cameron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.